Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings, greetings. May the peace only God has be with you. This is Nazim Rashid. Nazim Rashid, author of Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Yeah, we're going to have a real exciting show today for sure. Yes, yes, yes. We're in installment number 22, believe that or not. 22 of Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth. Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth. 22. Yeah, I implore you to really go back into the archives. www.blogtalkradio.com/emailalfred. And scroll down to the archives until you see Conscious Parenting. And take your time to install them all. It's all free of charge. It goes into your hard drive and you'll have it for your convenience to hear anytime. Either on your PC or on your iPod, you can burn CDs. You can give them away as gifts. Yeah. Or find a special someone that you know that really, really needs to have this particular information and give it to them as a gift. That would be wonderful. Yeah, for sure. Very cost effective, too. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. You got that? Okay. All right. So, part 22. Oh, yeah. But when you're downloading, when you click on this show page, you'll see my picture there, and you'll see right above that the audio bar. Okay, a little tiny audio bar. Right to the right of that, you see a tiny little cloud. That's where you'll click on, and then it will download that show. It might take a minute or two. When it finishes, you go to your download page. You put into your folder, change the name, because it comes out numbers like show 184910, whatever, you know. So change it to the whatever you want. And then you can put it into your music folder, and you could do what you want to from that point. Download it, make a CD or whatever, you know? Yep, fantastic. Okay. All right. Oh, by the way, my website, cloudsofabundance.com. www.cloudsofabundance.com. Yeah. My email, nrbookclub@gmail.com. nrbookclub@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Hear your comments. Okay? Okay. Now, last session, we were talking about doing some role-playing, working with our youngsters, and so you can get an idea how to really take advantage of that special one-on-one time with them. Went through 5 to 7 years old, 8 to 11. I think we're doing teens now. We started that last week in teens. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I ended with a speech I gave, which is in my first book publication called Young Father's Life Skills Curriculum. And this is very important to your parents here, for sure, okay? Matter of fact, I'll read that one. And I'll go back a little further. I'll say self-esteem and self-image levels of our teens are so fragile, you parents know that, and unstable that their sensitivity level to any kind of criticism is very high. Because of their precarious development stage, it is important to recognize this stage by giving them more positive attention, more validations, more compliments, and more gratitude appreciation statements. Very, very important. Very important. The more positive, even if you can only just affirm what you see as their potential. Yeah, if you go that far. So the more positive energy they receive from you and the more activities they are committed to, the more they will get tremendous boost in their self-esteem, image, and confidence levels. Knowing they can create positive physical changes in their environment gives them a sense of importance in the world. Suicidal tendencies in teens originate many times in the area that they are powerless, in the idea that they are powerless and have no control anywhere in their lives. When they are involved in programs that create positive change and knowing that they made contributions in those changes, then that is when the genius spirit emerges and they become unstoppable. Okay, let me read you this speech I gave at the commencement address with a teen group I had, and it's also my first publications. Parents, cue in. As we, the mentors, guides, caretakers, teachers, preachers, parents, family members, loved ones, and spiritual partners, undertake the enormous task of assisting our young people over those troubled waters called adolescence and young adulthood, you must be well aware of the responsibility that is required. That responsibility is coupled with a conscious commitment to fill that needed void in those young lives. Young people need consistency in their lives. One of the needs of the human spirit is predictability. They need to know that we will be there for them. Unfortunately, their own parents, in far too many cases, have failed them in this area, and they went on to have confusion, distrust, and frustration as a normal way of life. When they know their caring adult friend and guide is there for them to assist along life's way, they excel with the idea that they are supported, encouraged, validated, and applauded when they make great achievements. See, this adds to their self-esteem, self-image, and confidence when they achieve their goals. This new level of esteem improves their worldview, their perceptions, and their ability to discern what they really need in their lives. Decisions regarding relationships, education, employment, family structure, money, and where to build their lives are all affected by their new sense of awareness. We provide that bridge over troubled waters for them to walk in complete safety and security, knowing we will not let them fall over. We provide that safety net for them when needed. We provide that ear for those inquiring minds. We provide the heart for the troubled souls. We provide the wisdom and experience for their wondering curiosities. We provide answers and directions for their unending questions. As we go forward with the arduous task and commitment to reach out and touch the young minds, let us remember from whence we came. We were all their ages at one time with the same unanswered questions and the same challenges of life. Yeah, for sure. Let us sharpen our empathy skills and feel their pain as our pain, their struggles as our struggles, their hopes and our hopes as our hopes, their hopes as our hopes, and their dreams as our dreams. Let us connect with their young, struggling spirit and lead them to a healthy disposition and a healthy worldview with a faith that the best is possible and probable in their lives if they only believe. Let us give them that model of faith so they can believe. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. That was it right there. Pretty good, huh? Before I start with a special time scenario with our tweens and teens, remember I'm going through this special time scenarios. I had to preface it with the above, speech there, so we'll know what needs to be in place before we attempt this one-on-one special time, okay? Here we go. I'm playing the parent here, and the teen is Alicia here, okay. All right, here we go. Hey, Alicia, what's up? As I promised, I want to establish a special time for us to be together without interruptions to practice relaxing, improving our bonding and communication, and ridding ourselves of the day-to-day stress that seems to always find its way to us. How does that sound? I want to tell you first of all that I am so proud of you. When I saw you get that award in your science class project, I started to cry. Yes. I feel honored blessed, and specially chosen in being your parent. I am very grateful that you are given to us. This is important to say to your children. I am very grateful that you are given to us and that you are now giving back to us in the form of your great work in school. We see other students that they are benefiting from your research and subsequent work in your scientific field that you chose to commit yourself to. You are making a real positive change, not only in yourself, but your other classmates and in this household. Yeah. Your positive energy has contributed to the high standards that we have always established here. You are an asset to this family, and I love you for that. You have all the ingredients for an unstoppable, invincible future scientist and role model for others in that field. I will always be here for you, and I will be eagerly anticipating the best to always come from you. End quote. Now, don't you wish your parents had said that to you? Wow, what a difference that kind of appreciative feedback can make. Oh, yeah, try it out. If you have kids, try it tonight. Yeah, for sure. All right. Okay. Now you want to go through the same thing as before, diaphragmatic breathing, the deep breathing as we talked about before. Uh-huh, you know all that? Okay. Your language has changed a little bit. And here again, we can use this time to expand their feeling vocabulary. Oh, yeah. Here's their emotional vocabulary that's appropriate for that age group. Alienated, accepted. I always say the negative and the positive there, so you see you can role play both or model both so they can understand both of them, okay? Aimless, decisive, aloof, interested in others. Anguish, content, animosity, harmonious, antagonistic, agreeable, anxious, confident, apathetic, concerned, arrogant, loving, austere, genial, belligerent, cooperative, bewildered, enlightened, bleak, bright, brooding, cheerful, chaotic, methodical, confounded, clear-headed, contentious, pleasant, yearning, fulfilled, vindictive, loving, tormented, tranquil, temperamental, even-tempered, procrastinating, punctual, pretense, genuine, pessimistic, optimistic, perturbed, relaxed, obnoxious, delightful, insignificant, important, indignant, loving, inadequate, competent, exasperated, patient, despondent, radiant, demeaned, uplifted, deficient, adequate, contradictory, agreeable. A team can understand those for sure. All right? The more they can really describe how they're feeling, the more you will know succinctly how they feel, which will help you when it's appropriate to empathize with them. This discussion can easily branch out to an incident of theirs or to some family situation where they weren't feeling so relaxed and level-headed. See, being in a relaxed state makes it easier to talk about scenarios that they are emotionally carrying around with them. A relaxed state will impart practical, logical reasoning, which is necessary in figuring out the rational solution. You understand that? So important. Many times we want to write off the teens because they're acting so crazy and acting out. You know, yeah. You have to do a little extra with them, you know. Of course, you can't start. You got to start way before they can talk. If you started correctly, you wouldn't have the problems you have now. You see, but they need extra validation, like I was saying before, extra compliments, you know, extra things to connect with them at this age. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. All right, role playing again. Alicia, I am so happy that you're able to relax and talk to me comfortably about these things in your life. Thank you for letting me into your life in this way. We should thank our kids, too. Yeah. So you explained the benefits of deep breathing and all that. Okay. Let's go through another series of breathing, and this time imagine your best quiet special place. As you are exhaling, imagine yourself relaxing there. If the scene is a beach, see the colors around you. The colors of your beach towel, your swimsuit. The color of the water, the sky, and everything else in that peaceful environment. Feel the sand between your toes and the sun on your skin. Notice the soft breeze and the seagulls flying overhead. Can you see the sailboats and the water skiers going by? How are you feeling now? Notice how your body parts feel, your legs, arms, shoulders, back, stomach, neck, head, and heart. Yeah, you can go to your special and peaceful place anytime you want. Just find a quiet place. Breathe deeply and let your imagination take you there. Yeah. And go through the progressive relaxation part there too. You know, that's very important. Okay? All right. Now you're staying. Now for the last segment, we're going to focus on your paying attention skills. Very important. I want you to sink back in that beanbag. Close your eyes. Deep breathe. Still your mind and put all your attention on listening to everything around you, near and far. As you sink more and more into the area of calm, you will notice things that you never bothered to pay attention to before. Notice the birds outside. How about the cars going by? Do you hear the fan on the computer? How about your own body? Can you feel your heartbeat in different parts of your body? Take note of where you feel it the most. Can you let go further and let your body flow with your heartbeat? Note these feelings. This exercise sensitizes your senses. Right now, your sense of hearing. You can do the same exercise with tasting, feeling, and seeing. The more we are aware of our senses, the more we will know when something is out of order, because it is our senses that act as our radar for good and bad elements in our environment. As you sharpen your sense skills, you'll be able to tell ahead of time when something good or bad is about to happen to you. Yeah. And you can be better prepared for it. Remember the law of attraction. When you notice more good in your life, more good will naturally come in. So when you do the same exercise with your sense of sight, as you are outside in natural surroundings, you will notice colors more and small things like the various shapes of flowers or the intricate work of architects on historic buildings. The more good you see, the more good you will attract to yourself to see. Oh, yeah. You might want to try different types of food in different cultures and traditions. Eat the food slowly. Yeah, call it mindfulness. Eat the food slowly and focus on the spices, the texture, and smell of the food. Yeah, you will find new culinary interests this way and new joys to experience. Take the time to find out more about this wonderful person named Alicia. You will find new strengths, talents, and joys, and self-esteem that you might not have been aware of. Yeah. Now it is time to reflect on what we have experienced in our journals. Yeah, journal writing is very important. You will be surprised when you write down items as you read these things later on. Later on, you might not remember in detail what is fresh on your mind. So, making notes now really helps you recall the peaceful experiences and helps you to reclaim your peace when needed. You can draw pictures or simply write whatever comes to mind. Take your time with this one. I want you to thank you for agreeing to take this special time with me. I'm looking forward to the next time. I feel you are very, very special to me and deserving of the very best life has to offer. Okay, end of scene. Let's think about that. You know, you might have 8 or 9 kids, and you took this kind of special one-on-one time with each one, and you did this exercise with them. How would they feel? Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is the Seed for Miracles here. All right, here's some affirmations that can be very helpful to share with your tween and teen. Yeah, and they should post it in their bedroom. I am a vehicle for peace and love. I am abundant in compassion. I am thankful for my clear thinking mind. I am connected to Source, my Creator, my God. I am fully supported and protected by God within. I have a deep sense of my validity. I feel great on a conscious level, and I feel the greatness within myself. I know my environment is here to serve my interests. My self-esteem is increasing along with my belief in the best in myself. Yeah, yeah, you should copy that, I'm telling you. Yeah, copy that and or just retype that and put it on their wall. Yeah, for sure. All right, connection is the magic word that comes to mind when I think about the most necessary item to help our youth stay and maintain emotional balance. If we reflect on a baby being sustained and nourished in the womb, we can see what we need outside of the womb. The baby inside has no experience of stress, drug problems, gang issues, depression, and no sense of lack or internal phrases of not good enough. No. No. That baby is at perfect peace. Everything is supplied to that child because of them being connected to their source. When the child is born and their umbilical cord is cut, they are distressed, and they let you know it, right? When they are in their mother's arms, they feel connected again. Somewhere along the line, we as the divinely assigned caretakers have forgotten this connection need. If we establish and maintain connection as our family standard and new tradition from the beginning, the natural challenges in the adolescent will be at a minimal, and even then those teens will know inside that they are truly loved will only go so far from right thinking conduct before they stop, all on their own, for sure. It will be their raised consciousness, their childhood programming, conditioning, and love for what resonates with alignment of source energy or alignment with God that will pull them out of harm's way. Oh, yeah. I bear witness. I've seen it. Yeah. Don't forget about the child self within, self you once were. Remember, the graduate level of my book is to teach you how to go back in time, time travel back, and you become a mentor to the self you once were. So don't forget about that self. Keep in mind, as we are going through various ways of addressing our youth's needs, your own child self is needing this too. Yeah, you do the same thing with that child. It's all in what I call virtual reality. Do it there. You can go back and go through all these exercises with that deserving 6-year-old you. Yeah. There are so many times when you can exercise some of these items above. You know, when you're riding in the car, you can practice the deep breathing, affirmations, paying attention exercise, and body scanning. Just the fact that you as a parent or mentor are connecting to your child means much more to them than they consciously realize it right then. Yeah. When you take the time to make sure that their language is always positive, love-producing, life-producing, and is verbalized as what they actually want instead of what they don't want, you will be producing a healthy, empathic, compassionate, giving, and empowered young individual. For example, when your little Susan says, "Daddy, these teachers are always mean. They don't care about us at all, and the boys are pushy. These homework assignments are making me crazy. Look, Daddy, this boy Todd is getting on my last nerves with his staring at me all the time, and the principal reminds me of this vampire I saw last week in a movie. He is pretty scary looking. Yes, this belt is too tight, and I have a stomachache. End quote. Okay, now, you can take this driving home time to tell her about the law of attraction. You can tell her that when she talks about what she doesn't want, she gets more of that, which could give her a stomachache. You can say to her, quote, "Dear, how about rephrasing what you just said this way? Daddy, I know these teachers want to do the best for us kids, but today they were slipping a bit. Some of the boys have lost touch with their loving side. I need to make adjustments mentally so I can get the best understanding of these homework assignments, which I know will help me later in life. This boy, Todd, is a shy one. He doesn't feel good enough inside to come near and speak, so he keeps a safe distance for now. The principal, makes me laugh when I see him. He makes my day," end quote. How about that, huh? Tell your child that their imagination is so powerful and wonderful. Tell them that they can create any kind of reality that they want. If she wants a wonderful, caring, friendly teacher, then tell her to imagine what kind of teacher would be like. What that kind of teacher would be like. Yes, what that kind of teacher would be like. She can see her teacher as that teacher in her mind and then watch the magic of co-creating take place. Oh, yeah. Falling in love with those great qualities she has created only produces more great feelings within. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Falling in love with those great qualities she has created only produces more great feelings within that themselves reproduce more great events within and without. Teaching and modeling this kind of reality empowers your child, raises their self-esteem and self-image levels to no limits, and then they feel like they are unstoppable. The more equipped they are in bringing more good resources to them, the more they can take advantage of the opportunities that are always around and thus manifest their inherent greatness. Mm-hmm. Walks in nature, hiking, or other experiences outdoors give you the opportunity to do the seeing sensitivity exercise. And if you can stop and lie down somewhere, you can do the listening sensitivity exercises. Combination of being alone with you and these various emotional balancing exercises can be just the guarantee we all need for a balanced mind. Isn't that what you want? Yeah. I'll give you a quote from another master in this field, Linda Lanteri. She says, "When children notice the flow of their feelings, thoughts, or sensations while they're experiencing one of these calming exercises, they are developing the ability to use that awareness at any time in their lives." Mm-hmm. When they get upset and are not sure what is happening to them, they may first be able to use one of these techniques to begin to gain control of the emotions and calm themselves down. It is a lot easier for children to talk about what they are upset about when they are able to get out of the stress response mode. If they are able to notice where in their bodies they feel upset. They can use their minds to let go of it enough to be able to talk about it and even think of some ways they might solve the situation or feel better about it. Yeah, end quote. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is important to always have your child self in mind. Person reconnected. Because you can't give what you don't have. You hear that? You cannot give what you don't have. Soul work, as some have called this, is important, as children won't get the sincerity, honesty, and heartfelt intention from you if you don't own this inner nurturing need yourself. You got to first take care of yourself. And what I'm telling you, and you teach them by modeling, okay? Modeling. So you got to be about it in order to talk about it, okay? Remember, kids be what they see, not what they say. They be what they see, not what you say. All right? Yeah, very important, very important. Okay? Yeah, this reminds me, of a time when I was leading a 12-step and crack cocaine workshop in San Francisco. By the way, I have over 20 years in the mental health and drug counseling fields. That's what gave me the basis for writing this book, Reconnected. Okay? Our drug addicts can tell a mile away when somebody is being hypocritical. Too many times in a social service field, you will find counselors who have great education in accredited school systems, but lack the actual experience that their clients have lived the majority of their lives. Addicts need support from those who can honestly empathize with them and help them from that experience level. Yeah. When counselors present themselves as their leading groups, they haven't a clue as to what the client's experience is like. The client will turn them off and feel further frustrated. I've been through a 12-step program myself. Yeah, I went through it. I was addicted and came through. That's when I became Muslim. And I decided to give my life back to the community for sure. Yeah. So when I led workshops, they were very successful and clients became motivated to go into treatment programs and work their 12 steps in a more serious manner, because I call mine the 12 Principles of Recovery. 12 Principles of Recovery. I did a series, by the way. If you look back in the archives, you'll see a series called 12 Principles of Recovery. And I use the same book, Reconnected, which has that in here, and pull that out for that series. So I encourage you to really go back and hear that. All right, this is why self, you, is more important than anything other than self. Yeah, again, self is more important than anything other than self. Yes, we need to do more in taking care of our children's ability to use their inner resources more, but we have to always check ourselves and see if what we are saying, we are affirming within. This is why I will illustrate in the next chapter, the one on how to be a mentor to your child self. Yeah, how we can truly mentor the self we once were and redo some of the damaging young experiences, change our feelings regarding those incidents, and live a more enriching present life. Yeah, some of the unconscious stress that we experience comes from an unreconciled life. You hear that? A life that is unfinished business and unresolved issues that keep us held back from our goals. I'm telling you, that's a problem most people have today. They're living an unreconciled life. And if you wait until your 80s, I mean, if you go into your 80s and you haven't taken care of this, oh, buddy, they'll come out the closet on you. Yeah. This is why you see a lot of people in their 80s, they're arrogant, they're snapped back, they turn off people that they supposedly love, they're suspicious, paranoid. Some of them start having auditory and visual hallucinations, go to Alzheimer's and, stage quickly. Yeah, they have kind of a miserable life there, because what happened, I'm telling you, you can't have those feelings from the past and not deal with them. They'll come out and haunt you. Matter of fact, that's not in the book I read, which was a basis for my book too, called Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die. Feelings buried alive, never die. They don't die. They come back and get you. You know? So you don't have to do that. You know, reconcile your life now. Get reconnected now. Go to my site, Clouds of Abundance Now, and get the book. Get it. Okay? Yeah, for sure. All right? See, denial of these missing pieces doesn't improve our lives. It only contributes to our unconscious stress and personality disorders that we simply accept as, well, just how I am. That's how a lot of 80-year-olds feel. You see? You don't have to have that composition. No, you don't have to have that. See, when I was growing up, I overheard some of the elders say that children were made to be seen and not heard. Y'all heard that before? Yeah, this kind of mentality fostered many of the mental health maladies, drug addictions, and codependent personality disorders that we are seeing today. We have the honor, not only the blessing and the new birth, but also demonstrate honor and respect to the soul or inner child of the child and commit ourselves to do everything possible to show our intentions in this area. Okay, got that? All right, very important to understand that. Very, very important. Okay? All right. So I finished that chapter on identifying and managing emotions. I really urge you to go back and hear that again so you can get all that. Real important. Okay? Now, the next chapter in the book is How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self, How to Do the Time Travel. That's not irrelevant to our topic, so I'm not going through that one right now, but I will do the summaries, because we covered a lot in these 22 installments, okay? Yeah, 22 installments. So I'm going to give you the, matter of fact, I'm going to start with this quote I read in the beginning of the book by Dorothy Law Nolte, entitled, Children Learn What They Live. Okay? If a child lives with criticism, they learn to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, they learn to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, they learn to be shy. If a child lives with shame, they learn to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, they learn to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, they learn confidence. If a child lives with praise, they learn to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, they learn justice. If a child lives with security, they learn to have faith. If a child lives with approval, they learn to like themselves. If a child lives with acceptance and friendship, they learn to find love in the world. Yeah, something? Oh, yeah. So I think I opened up with that when I started this installment. And we started with what kids need to succeed. I listed several things like family support and parent communication, all that parent involvement in school, positive school climate, parental standards, parental discipline, time at home, one-on-one time, like I was talking about, special one-on-one time with each and every child, both father and mother. Yeah, positive peer influence and all that. Yeah. Involvement with the faith community, that's important. Yeah, good healthy one. Emphasize spirituality, you know, and less on the religious dogma. Yeah, you need to connect those kids. Very important. I also talked about internal assets and attitudes, values and competencies that belong in the heart and the head of every child, such as achievement motivation, school performance, helping people. That's very important. Helping people, yeah, global concern. Sexual restraint, empathy. Decision-making skills, friendship-making skills. Self-esteem, planning skills. You know, they also had validation, all the personal growth areas. High self-esteem, high self-confidence. High self-worth, faith, spirituality. Communication skills, listening skills. Optimism, financial intelligence, oh yes, a Plan Star Foundation that will teach our young ones, especially our boys, financial intelligence. Yeah, so like we can have some new upcoming brothers in our stock business. Yeah, for sure. Emotional intelligence, goal setting and achieving, gratitude, preparation for adulthood, manhood training, womanhood training, healthy attachment. I talk about that in the book too. Healthy and unhealthy attachment. Relationship training, a personal relationship with God. Yeah, very important. I talked about that. So all those things were discovered then, okay? All right. And then we looked at, now I'm gonna give you the chapters here so you can have be real tuned in with that. We have forgiveness. Yeah, that's the first step. Yeah, first step in this process for sure. Learning how to let go. Validation. We hold on, back to forgiveness. We hold on so much to things, so much. And the holding on to these things weigh you down. Yeah. You're mad at something that happened to you at 8 years old and you're still carrying that burden. You're mad at the person for throwing that snowball at you and hitting you in the face. Yeah. And you carrying that all the way now. I hate that person still. Well, that hate is destroying you. It's taking away energy from you, taking away life force from you. Yeah, you have to learn how to let that go. For sure. So forgiveness is first. After that, you have validation. Know that God has validated you. In case you weren't validated, I'm telling you, Lord, God validates you. I validate you as a worthwhile human being. Come here to perform miracles. Yeah, you're a beacon of faith and hope and promise to those. Yes. This is very important as a conscious parent, personal growth, also validation is so important. You know, like I was mentioning before, you know, we have suicidal teens, actually suicide in teens happens from this. Matter of fact, I tried it myself. Yeah, I attempted it myself. Lack of validation. Yeah, self-esteem, very, very important. You know, and self-esteem is not just feeling good about yourself. See, that's a fallacy there. Matter of fact, I'll read some of that because that's so very important to understand what that really is. See, having a high self-esteem is essential to anyone's growth and development, and thus critical in making sure our children internalize this characteristic and important need. See, having low self-esteem opens the doors to untold dark possibilities, as those possibilities match how you feel. With the law of attraction in action. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Dr. Nathaniel Brandon, one of my teachers in this field, in his series called Psychology of High Self-Esteem, states that self-esteem pertains to how you experience yourself, how you think and feel about yourself, not how other people think or feel about you. He states, genuine self-esteem is you trusting you, you believing in you, you having confidence in your own mind and in your own ability to judge, you experiencing yourself as deserving of happiness, you perceiving yourself as a decent, worthwhile, lovable person. See, often when you hear people talk about self-esteem, you hear simply that it means how you feel. This by itself is so misleading. Where you can feel good by taking drugs or having the adrenaline rush of robbing a bank. You can also feel good by listening to some gossip or being involved in drive-by shooting or just watching a thrilling horror movie or you know, something like that. You know, or being a peeping Tom. You know? Dr. Brandon continues by saying, I cannot think of a single psychological problem, from anxiety and depression to fear of intimacy or success to alcohol or drug abuse to underachievement at school or at work to spouse battering or child molestation to sexual dysfunction or emotional immaturity to suicide and crimes of violence that is not traceable to the problem of poor self-esteem. Your success or your failure in life is directly tied to your level of self-esteem. Now, I wanted to point out this particular one, But this is so crucial. This is so key. Become that healthy parent, and even healthy as an individual. If you aren't a parent, as a father, as a husband, as a wife, huh? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You got to be okay with yourself. See, self-esteem speaks to the intrinsic value of you. See, I'm talking about value here. It is an assessment of your competence to live, your worthiness, and your happiness. What is your estimate of you? See? Yeah. What is your estimate of you? Maybe you should take your time and get a pen and paper and write down great qualities that you have. What are your assets? Write them down. Yeah. Too often people say that they feel good about themselves, but they don't really value themselves adequately. At various times, they may have suicide ideations, fantasies, huh? Or other negative fantasies about themselves. So we have to go a bit deeper when we are investigating the idea of self-esteem. High self-esteem speaks to the level of integrity, yeah, integrity that you have. Real inner confrontations, one, reconciling your inner self with your outer self. Yeah. It is also about assessing your real courage and how honesty is attained and internalized. See, high self-esteem is much more than just feeling good about yourself. Oh, yeah. It is reflected in your personality, your productivity at work and at home with your family, your character, your general way with people, and the spirit that you carry with you always. Yeah. It's broken down into two components, really. One, a feeling of personal confidence, a feeling of personal worth. Yeah. When you have high self-esteem, you feel confident and worthy or appropriate to life. With low self-esteem, you feel inappropriate to life, wrong as a person. Yeah. See, many people suffer from feelings of inadequacy, insecurity, self-doubt, guilt, or fear of full participation in life. They may experience a vague, nameless sense that they are not enough. Yeah. They're not enough. Were you ever told that it is quite normal, natural, and wonderful to feel great deep inside you? At the core. And in your quiet moments, you should have good feelings about yourself. Place a high value on your existence and that you have a God-given right to be happy. It would have been healthier for you if you had been told that you are a great, unique, special creation that God had put on this earth to perform miracles. God has given you a mission, a talent that belongs to you exclusively. God has certain blessings that he has created for mankind. He wants to deliver them through his special creation, you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, therefore, as you are developing in a healthy manner, you are preparing yourself unconsciously and maybe consciously to become the vessel for God's blessing to come in. The vessel for God's blessing to mankind. When you are not developing in a healthy manner, God's blessings cannot come through you, and hence mankind is deprived. Yeah. It should be apparent now why it is so important to be healthy. It is also important to model for others what health looks and feels like so others can be motivated to be that way too. You have to really feel that you deserve health, happiness, and the abundance that life has to offer. It would have been healthier for you if you had been told that you had an endless supply of gold and treasures within and everything that you need for the complete fulfillment of your life. The healthier and stronger you become, and the more insight of your own greatness you realize, translates to you being able to tap that reservoir inside, and thus receive the benefits. Oh, yeah. And that by by itself should make you feel good. Yeah, for sure. All right. And I believe in affirmations, and it's important. I read one earlier that you should paste or glue or staple to your children's wall so they can see it every day and write it beside it. Actually have them memorize it. Recite back to you. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. So I have several in the book, and I have several here by Louise Hay that I talked about quite a bit. I forgot I had these on my wall. It's good to copy these and put them on your wall, put them by your mirror, so when you're shaving or when you're makeup on, sisters, you can see this right next to your image. It's good to do this by a mirror so you can see yourself in a mirror while saying these things. Okay? Oh, yeah, it's very powerful, very powerful. Here we go. I am a divine, magnificent expression of light. I am one with the power that created me, and I express for myself the greatness that I am. I move from success to success, joy to joy, abundance to abundance, accomplishment to accomplishment. I deserve the best. I'm allowing only prosperity to enter my life. I rejoice in who I am, and I know life is here for me and will supply me with everything that I need. I have moved away from poverty thinking into prosperity thinking. I am at peace. Divine peace and harmony surround me and dwell in me. I feel tolerance, compassion, and love for all people, myself included. I trust the process of life. There's a rhythm and flow in life, and I am part of it. Life supports me and brings me only good and positive experiences. I trust the process of life to bring me my highest good. Oh, yeah. Well, you don't need to take notes now. It's in the book. I am free to think wonderful thoughts. I move beyond past limitations into freedom. I am now becoming all that I am created to be. Yeah, you're a constantly evolving human being. It is my birthright to live fully and freely. I give to life exactly what I want life to give to me. I am glad to be alive. I love life. I say out to every negative thought that comes to my mind. No person, place, or thing has any power over me. For I am the only thinker in my mind. I create my own reality. Yeah, I create my own reality. Everyone in it. That's through my personal, virtual experience and my mentoring your child self. Oh yeah, all that comes in there. Mm-hmm. I am mentally and emotionally equipped to enjoy a prosperous and loving life. It is my birthright to deserve all good. I claim my good. My unique creative talents and abilities flow through me. I express in deeply satisfying ways. My creativity is always in demand. Yeah. It might be a challenge for some of you to look at yourself in the mirror and say the affirmations, and often it is because there is the absence of self-love. That's another thing I teach in the book, how to deeply love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you don't feel comfortable looking at yourself with full approval and gratitude to God for producing you. Find a mirror. Look at yourself right now. I'll stretch your arms very wide and say, hey, Jason, or whatever your name is, I love you. Oh, yeah. I really love you. I approve and support you. I'm here for you. Yeah. After you did that, how did that feel? Many of you had some eerie feelings about this, huh? Yeah. But some of you couldn't say the word approve. The word love. If you had a problem saying the word love or approve, you know where you need to start. Everything you say in that mirror is directed to your inner child, and your inner child needs love and approval from you. Yeah, here's another quote from Louise. Hey, she says, I love and accept myself. Deep in the center of me flows an infinite wellspring of love. Love fills my whole being. It radiates out from me in all directions, returning to me multiplied. I give and receive more love every day, and the supply is endless. Whew. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Now, I want to finish doing a summation. So next session we'll do that. Okay, that's probably the end of our series too, by the way. Yeah, for sure. I love to hear back from you. By the way, for all you Muslims who are fasting, Ramadan Mubarak. Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. And may Allah give you a wonderful, healthy fast. You get your questions answered during this fast, for sure. Yeah. Now, I'm going to close. I'm going to first tell you, first of all, I'm Nazim Abdul Rashid. Our website is cloudsofabundance.com, www.cloudsofabundance.com. My email is nrbookclub@gmail.com, nrbookclub@gmail.com. Okay? All right. And my show called The Reconnected Show on Saturdays comes on 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Most of y'all listen from the East Coast. And you like to call on the phone and listen like you do on this show here? I see some of you listening now. Area code 347-994-2524. 347-994-2524. One more time, 347-994-2524. So you can call up and just listen on your phone, put it on mute and speakerphone, and you can just do your housework and hear this program at the same time. Now, if you want to listen online, go to same network as this one, blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. That's the difference. This one's / email me Alfred. Mine is / reconnected. Then you can see me there and scroll through my archives. There are a lot of good stuff there. Free therapy. If you wanted to pay $100, $150 per hour to these counselors and therapists, you can go right there and click on the archives. I've got archives there for the past 4.5 years. All right? Okay, so I'm sure you can find a lot that will apply just for you. A shoe that fits your foot. All right? I encourage you to do that. Free information, free therapy. Okay? So that's it right there. So we're going to close the show out, and we'll probably have one more installment of this Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth. I'd love to hear from you, okay? Email me in nrbookclub@gmail.com, and get the book. If you go to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, they have it too, and plus they have the e-book format if you have Kindle or Nook. All right, I'd rather if you go to the Clouds of Abundance if you're in the States, and then I can actually personally autograph it and mail it myself, okay? Very important. All right? I'm going to leave you with what I call a reconnected creed. And it's very important. This sketch came from a book, too. I'm telling you, if you just have this and put it on your wall, it will produce miracles for me. I've already seen great things in my life. Here we go. The reconnected creed. I can create, and I am creating a powerful, passionate, peaceful and productive life for myself. I have unimaginable abilities. I can do anything, acquire anything, be anything I want to be. Nothing is impossible for me. I was created for excellence, by excellence, and through excellence. God's spirit resides in me, is a part of me, and is directing me constantly with me being the worthy co-pilot. All great opportunities and material gain are available for my use and enjoyment. Oh, yeah. I'll be great at anything I choose to do because that is the only position I can take that I will be satisfied with. Any and all problems I meet will be beneath me. I have the ability to always rise above my stresses and problems and come out a winner because I'm a natural winner and I love me for that. I can have the life I thought was only a dream, but accomplishment of my goals and joy in my soul. Whew. All right. All right. Yeah, it feels good to me. Okay. With that, we'll close the show out. So I'll leave it how I started with a peace the only God has. Be with you. Assalamu alaikum.